This is Pastor Dale, and I welcome you to The Voice of Tomorrow. This is brought to you by Kingdom Ministries. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries, which is dedicated to teaching and preaching the message of God's coming kingdom. I'd like to invite you to get a Bible and a piece of paper and a pencil to write down the passages we're going to look at today. Welcome you to our broadcast on this Easter, and it's a glorious day for the Christian church. It's a glorious day for God, because God is victorious in the fact that Jesus is now raised from the dead. God brought Jesus back to life on this first day of the week, according to the scriptures. We're going to be studying some of this from the Gospel of Luke. If you have your Bible and or a piece of paper and a pencil and you can write down the passage, I'd like to have you write down Luke chapter 24. I want you to be able to go back and re-examine the passages that we are going to talk about today. This is important so you can go back another time to investigate and re-examine what we're sharing with you from the Word of God, so that you can know for yourself that what the Bible is really saying. You need to understand what the Bible is saying. It's important that you be able to know what it is that you believe and why you believe it. Paul the Apostle told Timothy, a individual that he considered to be a son in the faith, that he needed to study the scriptures. He needed to study the Word of God and be not ashamed of it, but to understand it. The King James uses the term to rightly divide the Word of truth. That's being able to read the scriptures and understand it and know what it says. The scriptures are not a mystery. Any mystery in the scriptures has been revealed to the Christian through the Holy Spirit. And the Bible can be understood. It's going to take some investigation. It's going to take some study. And you need to do some digging. But if you get into Bible study, it's fascinating, because God is in the scriptures showing his entire plan of salvation, which God, in trying to bring all of mankind back into a relationship with himself, used Jesus, his son, Jesus the Messiah, in order to bring about reconciliation between him and God, between God and man. Jesus is the mediator. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ, a man, was a mortal man born of the Virgin Mary, grew up among his peers, lived on the earth, preached for about three and a half years. We've just come through Holy Week from Palm Sunday, the Good Friday, and the crucifixion, and come to Easter, the day honoring the resurrection of Jesus back to life. God has been at work all this time, reconciling man to himself. And it was Jesus, according to Ephesians chapter 2, who broke down the barrier, broke down the partition, broke down the wall that separated man from God. The sins that separated us from God are forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed on the cross on Calvary. In this 24th chapter of Matthew, 24th chapter of Luke, it's on the first day of the week, at early dawn, that they came to the tomb bringing spices that they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. After the crucifixion, Jesus was taken down from the cross, and it had to be done fairly hastily because it was a day of preparation before the Sabbath, and Jesus could not be hanging on the cross as they entered into the Sabbath. So Jesus was taken down from the cross. He was wrapped in cloths. Joseph of Arimathea put him in his own grave. It was a borrowed tomb. Joseph's own tomb. He laid Jesus in the tomb. And so now, after the Sabbath is over, on the first day of the week, we find that women are coming to the tomb, and they're bringing spices. And you can compare the passages of Luke and Mark and the Gospel of Matthew, and the Gospels, they are synoptic Gospels. They have similar stories. All three of these talk about the coming of Jesus. They talk about his ministry. They talk about his resurrection. The women were coming to the tomb, and when they got to the tomb, they were perplexed because they saw two men standing near them in dazzling apparel. And in verse 5 of chapter 24 of Luke, says the women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, and the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead?" They were coming to the tomb. They were coming to anoint the body of Jesus. They were coming to find and locate and anoint the dead body of Jesus. And the angels said, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? Why are you coming to a cemetery to find one who's living?" And they said, continued in verse 6, he said, "He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and the third day rise again.'" That's exactly what Jesus said. If you write down the book of Matthew chapter 16 and verse 21, in Luke, in this Bible that I'm using, the New American Standard, those little passages along either in the center margin or along the sides are cross references. It's like doing a dot to dot puzzle, and it connects one verse to another verse in Scripture. And there's a cross reference in Luke 24 and verse 6 and 7, going back to Matthew 16:21. And it was there that Jesus first began to tell his disciples how he must go to Jerusalem, how he's going to be mistreated by the chief priests and the elders and be killed and rise the third day. And these men who are in dazzling apparel, these were angels. They're telling the women that had come to the tomb looking for Jesus, "Why are you seeking the living among the dead? He's not here. He has risen. Don't you remember what he said in Galilee?" And what he said was, verse 7, "that the Son of Man must be delivered in the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and the third day rise again." And verse 8 is vital. It says, they remembered his words. Now it began to make sense. Now the story is all coming into focus. And it says, "they returned from the tomb and reported these things to the 11 and all the rest." And verse 11 of chapter 24, it says, "these words appeared to them," the apostles, "it appeared to them as nonsense, and they wouldn't believe it." The women had gone to the tomb. They'd seen the angels. They'd heard the angels' message. "He's not here. He's risen. Don't you remember what he said? He told you that this was going to take place. He was going to die. He'd be crucified. He'd be buried. And he would rise the third day." And it says they remembered his words. So they went back and they told the rest. There was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women. And they were telling these things to the apostles. Yet to the apostles, it appeared to them as nonsense, and they wouldn't believe him. But, verse 12, chapter 24, "but Peter arose and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen wrappings only, and he went away to his home, marveling at that which had happened." Now, it's important that you mention this in Luke, because it was Peter who had made that great statement back in Matthew 16, the cross-reference. He had said that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And it was he that, after Jesus said he was going to go to Jerusalem and suffer and die, but be raised on the third day, it was Peter that said, "Oh no, this won't happen to you, Lord." And the Lord Jesus rebuked Peter. He rebuked Peter. And so Peter arose and ran to the tomb. He remembered, because he was the one that was in direct conversation with Jesus when Jesus made that statement, and they remembered his words. Jesus is alive. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 talks about the resurrection of Jesus. And in this passage, this is a great, it's called the resurrection passage and the resurrection chapter. And if you write this down, 1 Corinthians 15, and read it, it's a great passage because it deals with resurrection. Paul the Apostle said, I make known to you, brethren, the gospel, which is, gospel is the message of the kingdom, which I preach to you, which I received, in which you also stand, by which you also are saved, if you hold fast to the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first importance that also that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. The scriptures, which, and the scriptures to these people is the Old Testament. Jesus was foretold to be born and to die and his coming again, all foretold in the scriptures as Paul's writing. And the scriptures are the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible. The Old Testament talks about the coming of one who's going to die for our sins. And that was Jesus. It mentions his, it talks about his suffering. It talks about his coming again. And Jesus is alive today. Jesus rose on the first day of the week. He rose to immortality. He is the first one to be raised from the dead to immortality. Important thing to remember now. Catch this. Jesus has been dead for 3 days. Who raised him from the dead? Because when you're dead, you're dead. It was God who raised Jesus back to life. God, the Father of Jesus, raised Jesus back to life. Two separate beings. And Jesus is now alive. He's got immortality, and he will never, ever die again. And the New Testament talks about it. The Old Testament talks about it. The Messiah is coming again. And this time, when Jesus returns, he is coming in power and great glory. And as Jesus rose from the dead, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14 says the same power that raised up Jesus is going to raise us up also. Jesus is coming again. And on this day, we can honor and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus and look forward to the resurrection of all our loved ones who's fallen asleep to the enemy of death. May God bless you as you can continue to be a student of his word.